Every liturgical celebration is a sacred action surpassing all others. No other action of the Church can equal its efficacy by the same title and to the same degree. So say the fathers of the Second Vatican Council in Sacrosanctum Concilium. Again, the sacred liturgy is an ecclesial action surpassing all others, they tell us. As liturgists and liturgical musicians, it is very good to be reminded of that every now and again. Having taught in our seminary for a few years, I'd often read that quote when the day seemed long and there was much to do. And I also admit that I referenced it a few times when others involved in seminary formation argued that their work was the most important. The Church, it turns out, only affirms one action as surpassing all others. That action is the liturgy. In the Gospel, Jesus says to us not to give what is holy to dogs and not to throw pearls before swine. It's a very striking admonition, but it's an invitation to give due reverence to what is holy and to esteem what is of true spiritual value. Biblical exegetes debate, as they often do, about which aspect of the ancient law Jesus may have been referring to, and they can't quite be sure. But in the New Covenant, the Church has clearly pointed out to us that which is most holy. The Church has acknowledged what is of supreme spiritual value. The Church, in her wisdom, teaches that the liturgy is the greatest action of the Church, for no other action equals it in title or degree. In light of our Lord's admonition then in the Gospel, we are called to have the most profound reverence and awe for the liturgical mystery. For those of us involved in liturgical ministry in our dioceses, parishes, monasteries, and seminaries, it is so necessary to be attentive to what we are doing. We must hold in the front of our minds the utter importance of the work that we carry out. The sacred liturgy here on earth is a true participation in the perfect worship of heaven. It is the representation of the mystery of our redemption, and it affects the sanctification of God's people. We have a noble calling. We are participants in a most unique way in the action of God. Nevertheless, doing the same thing every day and every week, it's easy to become overly familiar with the whole routine, is it not? You may be tempted to carry out the liturgical action more as sort of a mindless job to do than as the divine action that it really is. Our Lord invites us to return today and every day to the reverence and awe that is owed the sacred liturgy. This colloquium is a wonderful opportunity to set our hearts on fire once again with zeal for praising God. Saint Aloysius Gonzaga is noted for his purity of heart and his gift of self in love. In the Gospel, we heard the greatest commandment is to love God and to love our neighbor. What is affected here in the liturgy is the most profound love for God as we give him the worship he is due. I pray that St. Aloysius may intercede for us this week so that we may be drawn to rededicate our lives to liturgical worship. For here is effected the perfect love, the perfect praise of God, and the sanctification of his people. Indeed, there's no greater action than the liturgy. There is nothing more important than what we are doing right now. St. Aloysius Gonzaga.